Oh, undead, are we? And one without much time remaining.
Just about ready to fall apart, I'd say.
Not exactly the time to be chatting with a cat. Well, suit yourself. Oh, yes. You may call me Shalqua. Enchanté. So, what did you want anyway?
Ooh, you smell wonderful. Satisfied?
I'll be around if you ever come back.
Nothing suited you, I presume? Well, that's dismaying. Oh my, haste makes waste.
Oh, who are you again?
No, I'm not serious. You do have a rather pleasant scent.
The type I'm quite fond of. This place is already dead.
Everything will crumble and waste away so that something new may be born. Isn't it wonderful? This place is fascinating. We receive only the most peculiar visitors. Folk like yourself. It's enough to keep even a cat amused. Are you going to see the old ones? Those four who have grown so incredibly ancient. They must have sprouted quite a thick coat of moss by now. For heaven's sake, no one even knows their names anymore. Imagine that. Yes, nothing like yourself. For you have a most pleasant scent. It grows nicer with each passing day.
Once, people tried to round up the undead and hide them away from the world.
They thought that imprisoning the undead would solve the problem. They created a towering bastille to contain them, but in the end, it did no good. The lost sinner lives deep within the bastille. The fool, trying to light the first flame. Why do people try so hard to be beautiful? We cats are born beautiful, of course. The human ego. How many ugly iron castles has it erected? And they don't even see the folly of their ways. But that's what makes watching humankind so delightful. It reminds me of someone who lived long ago. A vainglorious liar who ended up hurling himself into the flames. Now he's Icarus Earth, if I'm not mistaken. You've seen that gaping hole here? Well, there's nasty little vermin down there. Although who you seek is even further below.
And has been down there for a very, very long time. He's plumb rotten by now, I'm sure.
Men develop the most peculiar fascinations. Sometimes their fascinations seem to take control. Till there's very little man left. Oh, it's like that awful traitor long ago. He coveted what he did not have, and it drove him mad. What a curious conundrum. The writhing ruin keeps searching as we speak.
Searching for its heart's desire. Well, you've grown quite a bit, haven't you?
Your scent is lovelier than it's ever been.
Why not trot along to the castle and meet the king?
Long ago, he smelled just like you.
Not so much anymore, though.
He's quite rancid by now. But we cats love that. It's an acquired taste. Have you made friends with the man by the sea? He's lost everything. Absolutely everything. The only thing he's good for now is a few tidbits on covenants. Covenants are a type of, well, contract, you might say. You give something to gain something. That's the way humans like it, right? It might be just the thing you need. But what does a cat know? Did you see that oddly formed rock behind here? Long ago they called it Victor Stone, as I recall. If you wish to face greater challenges, speak to the rock.
Although, you'd just as well not.
Oh, it's you.
What are you doing here?
Have you lost your way? I believe you're in search of the king. Well, he's keeping company with the dead. You'll find a great creature far to the east. A colossal thing with the strength to match its size. Or something playing the part at least. Open the door and venture inside, and you'll soon smell even lovelier. Trespassing into their dreams. Of the ones who cross the sea, lavishing ruin upon the land. How they savor their visions of glorious deeds in battle. It seems that we must now part. Why now? I don't see how it should matter. Just because I'm a cat? Honorable sovereign, take your throne and do great things if it please. What's happened to you?
You have that glint in your eyes.
And the scent of one with quite the catalogue of sins. Oh, don't feel bad. I'm sure your mother's still proud.
Oh, what now? Oh, keep trying.
Oh, spare me, please.